Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In the last FMM, we discussed an early preparation for Nisan and for Pesach, namely the collecting of the Machatzis HaShekel. In today's FMM, we'll speak about a few more things that happen in the weeks leading to Pesach. The first Mishnah in Maseches Shkalim in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, says, on the 15th day of Adar, a few things happen. First of all, Mesaknin es Hadrachim ves Harachovos. People are sent. People appointed by the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim are sent to repair the roads between cities and the roads within cities that may have been damaged by the winter rains. Why? Rav Avadya Bar Tanura, one of the most important Mefarshim on the Mishnah, who died in 1515, explains that the reason they fixed the roads is not just for public safety or for travel or for commerce, all of which are of course important. Rather, the reason the roads are fixed now is so that people who will be coming to Yerushalayim for Pesach, people who will be Olei Regel for Pesach, will actually be able to get there safely and efficiently. Another thing the Mishnah tells us that happens on the 15th of Adar is Misaknin es Mikvaos Hamayim. The Mikvaos, the ritual baths, are fixed up. Again, after what was God willing a rainy winter, it's possible that plaster or other debris may have collected in the Mikvaos. So we clean them now and we make sure that the amount of water is kosher and we fix the pipes and ducts leading to the Mikvaos. Of course, these Mikvaos are needed all year round, but now especially as Pesach approaches and as people want to become Tahor and stay Tahor, we have to be extra careful that the mikvaos are kosher and that they are clean and that they are accessible. And the Mishnah says that on the 15th of Adar, another thing happens. Mitzaynin es hakvaros, the markers and signs around graves are redrawn and highlighted. Not every grave is found in a cemetery, especially in those days, where people who died on a journey, Rachman Litzlan, like Rachel Imenu, it was very hard, if not impossible, to bring them to a clearly marked cemetery. So people did what they had to do. They buried people on the journey, and they marked the graves clearly with plaster, paint, or with rocks, or however else they could. However, again, after a rainy winter, that plaster or other indications of the graves could easily wash off. And if it does wash off, it's a problem not only for the kavod of the deceased, which is of course critically important, but for our purposes throughout the year, and again as we get closer to Pesach, there's another reason why the graves must be clearly marked, clearly re-marked, re-highlighted. If a Kohen were heading to Yerushalayim, or really anyone heading to Yerushalayim, if they were to accidentally step on the grave or make a tent over the grave without realizing, then that person would accidentally become Tamei, precluding them from serving in the Beis HaMikdash if they're a Kohen, and precluding anyone from eating Korbanos, including the Korban Pesach, until they become Tahor. Therefore, it's critical that we do whatever we can to help avoid becoming Tamei by accident. So that's another thing that happens in Adar, the remarking and the re-highlighting of graves. And the final preparation that we'll discuss in today's FMM that happens as we get as we approach Pesach is the burning of the Para Aduma. The Para Aduma is the perfectly red cow that's needed to purify people from the highest form of Tuma before they can go to the Beis HaMikdash, before they can eat the Korban Pesach, etc. The Para Aduma is needed all year round for people who want to go to Har HaBayis or serve in the Beis HaMikdash or eat from Korbanos. And so in theory, the Para Aduma can be burned anytime it's needed. However, the first Mishnah in Maseches Shkalim tells us that optimally, it's burned on the 15th of Adar. Why? Because as every adult gets ready for Pesach, and as every one of those adults tries to remain Tahor or to become Tahor as Pesach approaches so they can partake in eating the Korban Pesach, it's important that the Para Aduma is shechted and burned, and that the water is prepared for the many, many, many people coming to Yerushalayim in the next month before Pesach. There are many, many details that go into finding a Para Aduma, shechting and burning a Para Aduma, getting the Kohanim and the water to the site where the Para Aduma is shechted and burned, while ensuring that everyone and everything remains Tahor throughout the whole process, etc., etc. Many details, and we will discuss those details at length, Emir Tzashem, in a future FMM series. But I will say one detail now. Even though we said that the optimal time to burn the Parah Aduma is on the 15th of Adar in preparation for Pesach, we shouldn't get the impression that this took place every year on the 15th of Adar. Quite the contrary. The Rambam Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, writes in Hilchos Parah Aduma Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet that there were only 9 Parah Adumas in all of history. The first Parah Aduma was brought by Moshe Rabbeinu in the Midbar. The second was brought by Ezra HaSofer, and then 7 others were brought from then until the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. That makes 9 Parah Adumas in total, and the water was reused and replenished for all those years and all those centuries. That makes 9. And the Rambam concludes by saying that the 10th Parah Aduma will be brought by Melech HaMashiach, Mehera Yigale, Amen, Kein Yihi Ratzon. What a beautiful way to end this FMM. In the next FMM, God willing, we'll continue with our discussion of the lead up to Pesach. In the meantime, have an amazing day, and Emir Tzah Hashem, I'll see you next time at the Mikdash.